Generation FC.
Christopher Wayne and Mike Tyler, The Naked Magicians, Regal Theatre, August 11, 12 and 13 at 7:30 p.m.
That's this weekend.
That's this weekend, guys. That's this weekend.
Live entertainment. Excited to be here. Naked Brisbane boys.
Okay. Yeah. Well, have you got any tricks that we could do?
Look, oh, geez, you're right into it, aren't you?
I mean, I love magic. I mean,
you don't want to chat to them a little bit more, or you just want to dive straight in?
Well, you know, because magic is the greatest thing going. I feel like if we don't have magic, we have nothing. It's the only sense of wonder that adults get anymore.
Do you want me to film
That's so pure.
I
don't hear
magic.
That much about our show. Well, the show itself is magic. It's comedy and nudity. It's like the perfect recipe of those three.
I'm completely filthy, so this is great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And there's no ring. This is... I don't think we should just do a trick.
Okay.
We're clothed.
That's true.
We are the Naked Magicians. And
do you object to everything in your studio right now?
Yeah.
To be honest, there's not been enough nudity
facing
in this
the
studio.
And facing I've the got around butt naked a couple of times, but I've been on my own pretty much.
So are you going to be okay with this if we take everything off right now?
They're really... And I'm also getting... taking their clothes off. They're completely taking their clothes off.
Is this legit naked?
Now, it is radio, so you can just confirm for the listeners that it's not bad to look at.
Did you ask if it's legit naked?
Yeah.
Wait
I can't see from this side of the desk.
Gee, they're in great shape.
Yeah, they spend 6 hours
very
on...
naked. Very naked.
I'd ask you to put that thing away, mate, but I don't think you can.
The show is tricks out... No, we can't say that.
Okay. He's very naked.
Here we go.
Well, there's something saucy going on in your body up here. You didn't want me to point that out, do you? You've got a hickey on your chest.
Oh, is that what that is?
Oh. You know what? People are really friendly in Perth.
The Travelling Naked Magicians, there's going to be a book at some point for sure.
Cool, so let's do a trick.
I mean, it's great to meet you.
Bye. We are naked, but we do have top hats covering our magic wands right now.
Please just talk about our red.
So, Kimbo,
I'm laughing more about the hickey than anything else.
So glad you pointed that out. He warned me about it this morning. He's like, by the way.
You know what? You enjoy yourself while you're in our
city,
my friend.
Yeah, a couple of single blokes.
Absolutely.
Good on you. Perth, all the way from Brisbane.
Good on you.
We haven't been allowed here for the last 2 years, so I'm going to make the most of it.
All right.
So, Kimbo, I do need help for this.
Yes.
I actually need you to hold my top hat. Would that be okay? Because I need both my hands for the magic.
You know what the top hat's covering, don't you, guys?
So, what I've got here, guys, is a deck of cards. We're going to do a really quick trick for radio. I'm going to talk the listeners through it. We've got a deck of cards. You see they're different. I'm going to get you to say stop for me.
Stop.
Excellent. Grab the card there for us. And I want you to sign nice and big right across.
I've got one hand on the hat.
I got the hat. You can sign the card for me. But sign the front of the card, not the blue back.
Okay.
Sign the face of it. Now, when you're signing this, you're fine. You can sign it with your name, or you could sign it with your porn star name.
Have you guys played the porn star name game?
First pet, first street.
Mine's Beeper Verdon.
I like that. So if you hold the hat again for us.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Excuse me.
Kimber, would you like me to
Just say stop here for me. Say stop to bury the card back in the deck. Excellent. We'll pop it in there. We'll get a little bit of a mix in here like this.
This top hat is so close to falling to the ground.
You know what? It's all right. Mike's just trusting my hand here. He's just hoping.
Do you want me to hold that? If you don't mind. Wait, are we friends? Are you comfortable with that?
I'm very comfortable with all that sort of stuff.
Kimber, you selected a card, buried it back in the deck.
Yes.
You all right?
Yeah.
I clearly wasn't doing it well enough.
I've got something right here in my wallet. It's important to come prepared, especially if you're going to get a hickey on your first night in Perth. Inside my wallet is a prophylactic. Yes,
so
it's a condom. And I'm just going to open this up here. Check this out. What is that inside?
No!
It is a playing card. One folded up playing card.
No!
And you can see there's nothing else in there.
No.
I want you guys to see this. Right here, can you please unfold it?
And he opened
sticky,
it responsibly with his fingers, not his teeth.
I am going to hand sanitize after this, of course.
Matt, what flavour is it?
What is written on the card? Is that Kimber's card?
Beeper Verdon Kimber.
That's the magic.
I mean, it won't stop you from having children, that's for sure. It's not going to protect you against an STI.
Unfortunately, it has got a hole in it. So, yeah. That is brilliant. That
people ask, by the way. We've been asked like 3 times already in Perth by people that have like recognised us if we actually get naked in the show.
Yes.
Can I just say yes?
Well,
yes.
You've done it here.
Yes. Otherwise, there'd be a lot of complaints about false advertising.
Oh, yes.
We're not the clothed magicians. We're the naked magicians.com.
And see me if you want some cover up for that hickey on you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was clearly not practicing the 1.5 meter rule.
We had a lot of fun with those guys. Guys.
What a mess.
What a mess. And we do apologize for that because we were all just trying to deal with it. I mean, human body's beautiful, with the deals. But yeah, it was just confronting at 9 o'clock in the morning.
No one was ready. We weren't ready.
No, I need a afternoon, a nice glass of wine, and a nice meal before I see that.
Pete, Matt, and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
If you've just joined us, you missed the fact that we were held hostage by the Naked Magicians a little while ago. Yes.
We were holding what?
Held hostage. Kimber. Naughty girl. But while we were, we did notice something on them.
Well, there's something saucy going on in your body up here. You didn't want me to point that out, do you? You've got a hickey on your chest.
Cool, so let's do a trick.
The love bite.
Ooh. The love bite.
Nom.
You know, we had a little discussion about this yesterday. And someone in the office said, well, how hard do you have to bite in order to make that happen?
Yes.
And I'm saying, you don't. Mm. I bruise like a peach. Mm. If you just sort of brush past me, it gives me a bruise on the arm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so it doesn't take much to end up with something on your neck and just walking around sporting that, or on your chest, as the case may be.
And perhaps that love bite or hickey that you've got wasn't given to you by the person that you claim to be with. So
really?
It may have caught you out. I don't know.
Do you know anyone that would do that?
Let's find out. Lisa and Hilbert. Yeah. Did the hickey catch you out, Lise?
Yes, it did.
Oh. What happened, Lise?
It was about 19 to 20.
Yep.
And my first boyfriend had given me a hickey quite long on the neck and quite wide, and I couldn't hide it. I tried hiding it with makeup. It went, made it worse. And friends of mine turned around and said, oh, what's that on your neck? I said, don't ask. I said, because he's in big trouble.
You just outed yourself. You were like, I can't hide it. There's no point.
He was in big trouble.
And you'd
wasn't
think medical science would have caught up by now and have a hickey removal.
It's laser surgery, isn't
it? Yeah, you can get rid of warts and verrucas, whatever the hell they are, but you can't get rid of a hickey.
Kathleen and Belia. So I'm seeing boyfriend here. Did a hickey catch your boyfriend out?
It sure did. Oh. Like nothing happened.
Oh, really?
Can you believe it?
What were the circumstances? Well, don't give us those circumstances, but the ones where he got caught, what happened?
Well, nothing. I stayed with him for probably 8 months later until I realised he was actually having sex with the hairdresser.
Oh, Kathleen! Oh,
that'll split your ends.
That's not how you want to find out either, is it?
No, it's not. Oh, no, it's
rough.
Not.
Rough.
You're getting a round of applause from Karen, the producer. Craig in Wanneroo, good morning to you, mate. Did a hickey catch you out?
Yes, it did, crew. How you going?
Good, mate. What happened?
Just about 14, 15 with a young lady of the same age, and she managed to leave one of those little Dracula suck marks on your neck, and I went home and heard the toothpaste would get rid of it, so I did the big smear of toothpaste on my neck, but just didn't wash it all off. And my mum said, what's that on your neck? And she, you know, the old lick the thumb and rub it off. And there it was.
So toothpaste doesn't work, is what you're telling me?
Well, maybe not. I didn't have long enough to try the theory. I was busted before it had the chance.
Oh, that old mum licking the thumb and brushing your hair away and all that. Oh, that brings back memories.
And also, like, you're old enough to be having a love bite on your neck, but still young enough that mum's still wiping your face by licking her thumb. I'm like, what?
Pete, Matt and Kimber.
It is Derby weekend this weekend. The West Coast Eagles are taking on the Fremantle Dockers. It's going to be an absolute ripper on Saturday night, and we hope to see you there. But Oscar Allen, good morning, mate.
Good morning. Is that Pete's beautiful voice I've been missing?
Oh, Oscar. Aww. You wonderful human being. It's so good to talk to you. I'm just a little bit gutted you're not in the studio this morning, though. I was hoping for that.
I know. Sorry. Something's popped up late, but I'll be in there next week. Don't you guys worry.
When you say something's popped up late, do you really mean that you slept in and went, I don't have time to get there now?
No. It doesn't sound like me, does it? As I rock up in trackies and stuff every day.
It's either that or maybe he's got tickets on himself because he's a big star now.
Yeah, well, we've seen, Oscar, this new Crown ad, you and your hot football date.
These Crown ads have got me into a lot of trouble. Everywhere I'm going, they seem to be following me around.
Yeah, well, they're popular, you know, but also you look quite suave.
Well, thanks, yeah. I mean, I've been getting quite a bit of feedback from my partner about the lack of my acting ability and that I should stick to my day job. So I'm glad that you guys have a different orientation and viewing of it.
Mate, it is not easy to act next to a Sharon football. That takes some class.
I tell you what, it's something I've got a great appreciation of. Just when I was sitting there, the whole time I was thinking, well, why does my face look like this? Am I supposed to be smiling? Like, I can't sit there and be. I don't know how actors do it. I think that goes for about 5 seconds of screen time. And I don't know how they could go about doing it.
What we do, Oscar, is we just start by asking, what's our motivation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go from there.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, mate, obviously we'll get to the derby, but I do need to ask you, with our mates at Spudshed, we're going to Carey College Oval on Saturday morning to try and support and infuse an under-12 soccer team that has never won a game, the Bulldogs. What should we say to them?
Right, have they never won that age group or that team?
Well, maybe it's just this season, but they haven't had a win for a while, whatever it is.
Oh, right. I mean, you pull a handy recruit in would always be a nice way to start.
We want to G them up, Oscar. We want to give them that, like, Mighty Ducks speech that's going to get them going. It's mixed under 12s. We've got the girls and the boys out there really giving it a crack.
It's probably got to be something down the lines of you've got to play like there's no tomorrow. What if this is the last game you guys get to play together? You never know what's around the corner. Go out and give it your all.
Let's cut that audio and I'll play that to them. That is brilliant, Oscar Allen. Thank you.
And, mate, is that what was said in the game over the weekend to JK in his final game? Because he was playing like there was legitimately no tomorrow. His last game, his last home game, bags 8, and then the crown now falls to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny with JK. I think he's always capable of that, and his body just hasn't let him get to that level, and he's someone that his best is he's been able to do that consistently, and as I mentioned, his body's failed him, and we haven't been as successful as we would have liked as a team, so he probably hasn't had the opportunity either to kick a big bag, but he's of such a high skill level and he's so talented that if he could get a clean run at it, and I think he'd been relatively well managed by the football club, so he didn't play the week before, so we could focus on this last game, and yeah, you're right, he gave it everything, and he's a genuine champion, like the way he handled it, and I thought the club did a terrific job to send him off as well.
And, mate, just briefly, obviously the two sides are, you know, different ends of the ladder, but it is a derby. Does that create an energy no matter where you are?
Yeah, absolutely it does. I mean, last year, Freo beat us at this stage last year and pretty much kicked us out of the final spot. They weren't making finals and we lost and it made it really difficult for us to make the 8 in the end and ended up missing the final. So the script is, the script is flipped. I mean, they're in a terrific position. They've had a great season, but it's going to be difficult for them to finish really high on the ladder if we knock them off this weekend. And derbies are derbies. It generally doesn't matter where you finish throughout the season. There's a big atmosphere and no one wants to lose them.
Brilliant.
Jeez, this is also what we should say to the Bulldogs
derbies
on Saturday morning.
Play like there's no tomorrow.
And Oscar, don't you worry. You tell your partner your acting skills aren't necessary because your ability to talk on air is
incredible.
Fantastic.
Great. Incredible.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Good head for radio, hey?
Hey, good luck for the Eagles in the derby this weekend, mate. Nice to chat to you. Looking forward to catching up next week.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Pete, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
Hold my hand and jump into Hillary's Boat Harbour. Ooh. Is something that the founder of the Human Excellence Project says every morning, 6 a.m. weekdays, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're great. Paul, we wanted to chat to you this morning. We met you a little while ago. We were down at Hillary's Boat Harbour. We were broadcasting early in the morning one day, and we saw you and your group of friends all jumping in the water, and we thought, what are these people doing? It's freezing cold out here. But you do this because you want to bring the community together.
That's right, yeah, that's right. So it doesn't matter, rain, hail or shine, or free, it doesn't matter, it's all that, we're in here every day.
And right. So, Paul, how did this all start? Is this part of sort of physical and mental health? What was inspired you to start the Human Excellence Project?
The death of my father. It was the death of my father 4 years ago, which was literally 4 years ago in the end of August. So after my dad passed away, I thought, I have to change things in my own life.
Yep.
Because it can get a bit monotonous just doing the daily grind, and I've seen a lot of people going through very similar things.
Yes.
So I started jumping into the ocean, and then next thing you know, the Human Excellence Project was formed.
Yeah. Paul, rain, hail, or shine, you guys do this. The reason why I wanted to chat to you this morning was because it's a freezing cold morning this morning. It was 4 degrees at 6 o'clock.
It's currently colder.
It is. It's currently 3.8 degrees as we speak. Did you guys do it? Did you hold hands and jump into the water?
Yes, we did.
Amazing. Amazing, Paulie. Amazing. And how was it?
It was amazing. We honestly didn't think it was that bad. We've had worse days. Rain's coming in sideways and it's 10 degrees, feels worse than it was today.
Yeah. Right, okay, not last week. Now, we're going to leave you to it, mate, because the line's a bit blotchy. Thank you very much for joining us. If you want more information, Paul Holliday there, the founder of the Human Excellence Project. So they did it, guys. They jumped into the water. 4 degrees this morning at 6 o'clock.
And it is quite well known to be very good for you. I think Katharine Hepburn, who was a very famous actor of a long time ago, she used to do it every single morning and lived to a ripe old age.
Yeah. I think it's good for the skin.
Good for the skin, good for the circulation.
It's good for everything, yeah. And they're a good group of peeps, the Human Excellence Project, because they're all about community and mental health and helping each other, and it's a really good idea. So check out their website.
Also good for the cafes close by that sell hot chocolate, I'm sure. Yeah.
Have faith.
Believe. We must have faith. Yeah.
I gotta have faith.
Do not lose your hope.
We got Tammy and Yanjabup this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Tammy. Our producers tell us that you're waiting in the car park, waiting for the shops to open.
Yeah, that's right. I'm on a pension. I'm not going to the pub.
No.
Oh, we wouldn't judge you for going to the early opener anyway, Tammy. You do you.
Oh, never mind.
Well, Tammy, we want to try and win you a great prize here. We're going to play a bit of Faith with Pete. Pete, Tammy, use your brains, connect.
Okay, hang on.
Just get that connection going.
Got that connection going.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
We're going to send Pete out of the room, Tammy, and we're going to give you the category of today's general knowledge question. And all you have to do is tell us if you have faith in Pete knowing the answer or not.
Yep.
Okay. So, Tammy, the category we're going to give Pete is local geography, so Western Australian geography. Do you think Pete will know the answer to a question on that topic?
Is he from WA?
He is.
If you have faith in him knowing it and he gets it correct, you will win the prize. If he gets it incorrect, you won't. Or you could say, I have no faith in Pete knowing this answer, and then if he gets it wrong, you'll still win.
I'll give him a go. I'll give him a run.
Have faith in him. We won't tell him just yet.
We'll keep it stum.
Here he comes.
Here he comes.
God, he doesn't speed back, does he?
No.
Game changer. Absolute game changer.
We did just get... Producer Kara just made us all toasted sandwiches, and he did an excellent job.
The relish. The relish. I was just saying to him out there. Game changer.
Yeah.
Okay, Pete.
How'd we go?
Pete.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So your category today is local WA geography.
Local WA geography.
Yeah, so it's a WA-based question.
Okay.
All right.
I like it.
Would you like to answer?
Now, the reason we've come up with this one, Pete, is that you were very excited as of Sunday night when we were discussing the snowfall at Bluff Knoll.
Bluff Knoll.
Yes.
It's one of my favourite places on
Earth. Okay.
Bluff Knoll got some snow.
Yep.
For the second time this year.
Mm.
Yeah, second time this year, a bit of snow. And so our question for you today is, how many times did it snow at Bluff Knoll in 2021?
How many days did they get snowfall?
How many times
in 2021?
Last year.
My mind is immediately going to between 2 and 5 times. And the reason being is because I feel like every time we got a little... I mean, you know I love the weather. You know I love a bit of weather chat.
You do.
And we live in Perth, so we love a bit of weather chat in Perth. And then whenever it snows on Bluff Knoll, I feel like it's a real event.
Mm.
You know, people go out there for a look. So I was constantly scanning last year. Every time Bluff Knoll got a bit of snow... I think we'd talk about it. I mentioned very excited.
Yeah. Tammy, are you as obsessed with Bluff Knoll as Pete appears to be?
No.
None of us are, to be honest with you.
I've been ice skating and broke my ankle
Okay, so this is triggering, Tammy, so let's be careful.
Yeah, okay.
Way to keep the vibe up, Tammy.
So, Pete, how many times do you think it snowed at Bluff Knoll in 2021?
I am going to go with, I want to say two. I want to say two.
Mm.
I feel like it might have been a little bit more, but I want to say two. Mm. And so because I want to say two, I'm going to say five.
You're going to lock in five?
I'm going to lock in five.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I can tell you that five times of snow last year on Bluff Knoll is correct.
Yeah.
Well done.
Correct.
Yeah.
You're a legend.
So I'm guessing you know that Tammy had faith in you.
Tammy, you're a good woman, Tammy. You knew.
Absolutely.
You're a legend, mate.
Oh, you
snow
are, Tammy.
Recorded five times last year in the Stirling Ranges, which was a record that was set 53 years ago.
Yep, yep.
And, yeah, they. Do you know that the Bureau of Meteorology, they rely on hikers to confirm the snowfall at Bluff Knoll?
I did know that, actually.
That's how they get their info.
I knew that, like I knew it snowed five times on Bluff Knoll last year.
Well done.
Pete, Matt and Kimber.
I mean, look, I was a very emotional little boy. Very emotional. Indeed, when I was in Mount Lawley Primary School, very early days before I went to Cannington, I once got a tap on the backside, like a tap, not even a smack, saying you need to tuck your shirt in. And I was so alarmed at getting told off that I wet my pants.
Aww.
So I was quite emotional.
That's very sensitive, isn't it?
Yeah, and so it didn't take a lot for me as a little boy to have a good old-fashioned sook.
Ouch! Ouch! Ouch, Charlie! Ouch! Charlie bit me.
Yeah, so I was that kid. Now, I know that, and I hope we've moved past the point of, you know, labelling emotional little boys sooks, because it sounds quite old-fashioned. Nothing wrong with being emotional, but I do know that some of my parents' friends didn't like me very much because I was very needy as a child and I'm very needy as a middle-aged man, but I've tempered it a little bit. But not this morning. Not this morning. I was not a middle-aged man with responsibilities and a good perspective on life. I became that sookie boy. It started with, as usual, Florence waking me up numerous times to go out. Okay, deal with that. Then as I got up, and it was hard to get up this morning, it was cold, and my beautiful wife, T, sort of leaned over to me as my alarm went off and went, honey, just be careful because I think Turbo vomited at the end of the bed on the floor, and I turned on the light, and there was, you know, I got to deal with that.
I think the cat vomited, like the two of you just...
Well, you know, after she said that, I did have a recollection of hearing... some point. Anyway, so that was dealt with. So I'm already, you know.
Yeah.
And I go downstairs and, I mean, this is so first world. There's no pepper. And, you know, I'm very particular. I'm a creature of habit. I have my avocado on toast with salt and pepper and olive oil and lemon juice every morning.
Also, who runs out of pepper? You would have seen that coming now for months.
I know.
That's a fair point.
For months, because every grind, you're like, that's nearly on its way out.
I know. Don't shoot the messenger, you know. So I was having a bad morning. And then because my wife was awake, she said to me, do you want to go and do this thing tonight? And I just, you know... I called up to her in that sort of gritted smile that one has and went, honey, I'm just on the brink of smashing every plate in the kitchen, so could we talk about this a little later on, please?
Dramatic.
I was so dramatic.
That's so dramatic. A little bit of cat spew and no pepper. Whole thing's over.
Hey, what can I say? I was a sook.